In the conflict in Iraq, there have been thousands of accidental victims, and many of them are children. One of those victims is a boy named Salah Khalaf. A bomb blast nearly killed him, but it was also the beginning of an unusual journey for Salah and his family. In a series of articles, the San Francisco Chronicle has been detailing how they're finding new life in East Oakland, California. That's where NPR's Luke Burbank picks up the story.
The moment you meet 10-year-old Salah Khalaf, you have the overwhelming urge to protect him. He's tiny for his age. One of his hands is missing completely, while the other is just a thumb and a finger. Deep, dark scars cut like little rivers down his face, connecting with where his left eye used to be. But just when you might be feeling a little sorry for him, his right eye, the good one, starts to twinkle as he grabs the microphone to conduct an impromptu interview with his little sister, Zahora.
Hello, my name's Salah. Zahora.
The blast that injured Salah and killed his older brother was the result of a cluster bomb that hadn't gone off. Because it was round and smooth, Salah thought it was a toy and picked it up. The explosion blew off his hands, his left eye, and ripped a hole in his stomach. Against protocol, a U.S. Army hospital took Salah in, but his wounds were so severe that officials arranged for him and his father to travel to Oakland, where he could undergo the many surgeries he still needed. The two planned on coming back as soon as Salah was stabilized, but as his father Rahim explains, things didn't go according to plan.
I was calling my relatives all the time, and they were telling me that my wife and daughters were traveling from our home to Kirkuk and El Kud, all because of the threats on their lives.
Salah's plight had been featured on CNN, where people in his hometown saw it. Insurgents there assumed Rahim must be an American spy to get his son such special treatment. Even though that wasn't true, posters went up threatening Rahim's life. Their home was ransacked, and Salah's mother, Hadia, took her remaining children into hiding.
I could not imagine ever seeing my husband and son again. I was so frightened.
Meanwhile, thousands of miles away in Oakland, Rahim was living in a place where he didn't speak the language and playing full-time father to his very injured son. The additional stress over his family still in Iraq was almost too much to bear.
I felt bad he didn't have any family, and they wanted Salah to put on weight. I asked my husband, who doesn't like hospitals, if he would like to come in and meet Salah and his dad when I bring the dinner.
Enter Leslie Troutner, a ward clerk at Children's Hospital in Oakland, where Salah was recuperating. Although she and her husband Daniel couldn't have known it then, that simple act of bringing Salah some dinner would change all of their lives. When his inpatient treatment was over, the Troutners essentially adopted Salah and Rahim, feeding them, supporting them financially, and helping them integrate into American life. It was an easy decision, says Daniel.
That was kind of the thing that kept us all going. They're just this wonderful little boy that had been through a lot.
They helped Salah and Rahim find an apartment just a few blocks from where they lived. In that apartment, Salah's room is a mix of Iraqi and American culture. Pictures of Muslim holy men share space with SpongeBob SquarePants. Like a sponge, he's picked up English quickly, absorbing everything American, including phrases. He was enthralled when I told him to hold his horses.
You teach me hold horse on.
Hold your horses.
Holding horse it.
Although Salah was adjusting to American life, there were still problems. The threats in Iraq meant he and his father couldn't go back. So instead, Hadia and the others would need to come to Oakland. A series of articles in the San Francisco Chronicle brought attention to their cause, and Salah and Daniel were shopping when they finally got the good news.
And he started singing in Home Depot's parking lot, and there was another gentleman that was loading his car, and he went over and says, "Well, he's happy about something." And I says, "Oh yeah, he's happy. He hasn't seen his mom for over a year."
Even though the family has been reunited and Salah is healthy, the Khalafs now face the daunting task of learning English and blending into American life. For Salah, there will be more surgeries and the challenges of living with his injuries. But on this night, in his family's East Oakland apartment, those challenges seem far away. The little boy from Iraq, who doctors nicknamed Lionheart, is happy just to be sitting on his mother's lap.
Really, really, now, favorite thing. My mom here and my sister and my father. I'm happy now.
Luke Burbank, NPR News.